The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd. This time, Wings and Feet. A butterfly and a child discover each other's differences and how they can complement their friendship. The child can run through the meadows while the butterfly flies through the meadows, but they both love to play in the meadow for hours. A yellow butterfly meanders over a meadow that has a brook running through it. It flies just above the tall, thin, wild grasses that bend in the wind.
Come with me, little butterfly, through meadows of flowers, bright red ones and blue ones. We'll play there for hours.
A brown-haired boy in a red shirt and blue shorts follows the butterfly as it circles and spins ahead of him.
In pastures, I'll run on my feet and we'll pass, with my legs being tickled by waving green grass.
The boy's bare feet stick up from the deep grass as he discards his shoes and socks.
You'll fly overhead in the blue sky above. With your wings, you'll be free, floating light as a dove. They are quite different, your wings and my feet, but we are still friends, and our friendship runs deep.
I'll fly and you'll run, the butterfly said. We'll see and enjoy all those flowers of red. In the colorful pastures my wings soar over, your nose can smell the sweet scent of clover. When my wings get tired, I can land for a rest. If your feet get tired, you'll sit. That is best. They're different that way, my wings and your feet. But we are still friends, and our friendship runs deep.
The boy holds a jar with holes in its red lid.
Come, little butterfly, I'll take you home with a jar and a lid so you won't have to roam. I'll put in some grass and punch holes in the top. You won't need your wings. In the jar, you can hop. I'll keep you safe near my bed through the night. While I rest my feet, fold your wings and sleep tight. They're not so different, your wings and my feet. Yes, we are good friends, and our friendship runs deep.
In a deep blue, starry night sky, the butterfly roams under a fingernail-shaped moon above a tall house. Inside, the boy is a dark silhouette in a window that glows with yellow light.
No, said the butterfly, that home is yours. My home is vast as the starry outdoors. You sleep indoors and are free from all harm. My wings wrapped round me, they keep me warm. Trapped in a jar, I'll be kept from flight. I must remain free, even if stormy night. They're different that way, my wings and your feet, but we are good friends, and our friendship runs deep.
In the daytime, in the green meadow, the butterfly flies close to the smiling boy.
Come, little butterfly, sit on my hand. Let's go together exploring this land. I'll carry you over the babbling brook. You won't have to fly, you'll just have to look. I won't let you fall as I run through the trees. I'll hold you close, even if there's a breeze. The difference won't matter between wings and feet, since we are good friends and our friendship runs deep.
I can't, said the butterfly. My wings are so frail. To touch them like that would for sure make them fail. The oils on your hands would weigh my wings down. To fly over creeks, I would most surely drown. You stick to running, and I'll stick to flight. We'll enjoy the beauty with God-given sight. They're different that way, my wings and your feet, but we are still friends, and our friendship runs deep.
Come with me then, little butterfly friend. You'll fly with your wings, and I'll run with the wind. We both love the meadows. Life isn't so bleak. We're not all that different. We're both just unique.
The butterfly whirls and twirls after the boy as he runs up a hill.
Take care of your wings. I'll take care of my toes. Together we'll watch as the wildflowers grow. They're not that different, your wings and my feet. Still, we are good friends, and our friendship runs deep.
We're not so peculiar, the butterfly said. We both love the blossoms of orange and of red. We both love the smell of the flowers and grass, their fragrance perfuming the air as we pass.
The boy stands on a bridge that spans the brook. He watches the butterfly in the air high above.
You and I both love the babbling brook. We hear it before we can catch a first look. They're not so different, my wings and your feet. Yet we're good friends, and our friendship runs deep.
Bands of the colors of the rainbow follow the butterfly's flight. Purple, blue, green, orange, and yellow.
Come, little butterfly. It's time to sing. I love to hear the sweet song of your wings. You will not catch it, for you have no ears, but I will be blessed by the music I hear. I can't sing back, for my feet have no tune, but they can take us to the flowers in bloom. They're not so different, your wings and my feet. Yes, we are good friends, and our friendship runs deep.
I'll give you a gift you can pass along. My life is so short, just 2 weeks, then I'm gone. Please let me land on your cheek, very gentle. Be still, and you'll feel something quite sentimental. My wings will flutter like breath on your face. Butterfly kiss, you will never erase. Our love is not different, despite wings and feet. Forever, we're friends, and our friendship runs deep.
I'll speak of you when I've kids of my own. Show them the meadows where we used to roam. Pass on your kisses to their tender cheeks, and watch as your children fly over the creeks. To love and to cherish is what we must choose. To be apart is too much to lose. You with soft wings, and I with my feet, forever our friends, and our friendship runs deep.
Seated on a hill, the boy waves up at the rising butterfly. This has been Wings and Feet, written by Lisa Reinecke, illustrated by Scott McDonald, narrated by Lisa Reinecke and Richard Riemann, audio description narrated by Richard Riemann and written by Bonnie Barlow. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org. Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd.